Module E, Practice Paper 2, Page 11, Meal Makeover.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program, What's Cooking America? Today, our expert offers simple advice on how to keep our home meals simple and healthy. The number of overweight children has tripled in a generation, and childhood obesity is reaching epidemic proportions in the U.S. To make matters worse, families are busier than ever, with both parents working and kids joining all kinds of after-school clubs and sports teams. Making time for a well-balanced family meal is low on the priority list, especially when a fast food drive-thru seems more appetizing than anything you could find in your own kitchen. But good nutrition is still important, and this month, in honor of March being National Nutrition Month, we are speaking with nutritionist Myra Lord, who has some simple ideas for better eating. Good morning, Myra, and thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about why today's busy moms and dads should rethink their tried-and-true dinner recipes?
Many family recipes are high in saturated fat, sodium, and calories, and low in fiber, calcium, and other important health-enhancing nutrients. Everybody is concerned about the growing epidemic of childhood and adult obesity in this country, and equally troubled by the overall poor quality of today's fast-paced, grab-and-go convenience diets. The family dinner table offers an excellent opportunity for introducing good and healthy nutrition into the family's diet. The trick, however, is knowing how to do it. That's why I suggest that each family develop a meal makeover plan that will suit all family members.
How can a meal makeover plan help families eat better?
My plan offers simple strategies for improving the family diet. The first step is called You Have to Start Somewhere. With this first step, I show how small changes, like switching from white bread to 100% whole wheat, or using brown rice instead of white rice, can bring a burst of nutrition and great taste to the table. Another step in my plan, called Market Good Nutrition to Kids, tells parents how to compete with fast food companies, which successfully market burgers and fries to kids. An example of this is stressing the benefits of carrots, which improve your eyesight. Another step is give up soft drinks, which tells parents and kids alike to choose water rather than soft drinks that are high in sugar and other unhealthy substances. The best advice I can offer, however, is that family members should observe their eating habits and come up with simple-to-use strategies of their own. As I said before, the trick is that it should be easy and not a drain on time and money. There are many more simple-to-implement strategies, but what I recommend is to go to your local healthcare center and make an appointment with a nutritionist who will diagnose your family's eating habits and, together with the whole family, create a balanced diet.
What is the single best thing parents can do to help their children avoid becoming overweight now and later in life?
The best thing parents can do is to teach their children to fuel their bodies with fruits, vegetables, and other minimally processed, great-tasting foods, and to incorporate walking and other physical activities into their everyday lives.
Thank you, Myra, for joining us today. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed your ideas. Goodbye, listeners, and thank you for being with us.